Adam Weber on the stop again. Move the chains for the Harbor Beach Pirates.
Ethan Peruski coming up to help make that tackle as well. But nonetheless, again, when they go with Hessling around the left side, he's able to get to the end and turn it upfield and basically just dive forward. He didn't really have a lot of places to go, but when he got around the end, he seen a little daylight, dove ahead, was able to get enough for a first down, maybe 2 to 3 yards on that carry, but a fresh set of downs for the home team.
Right nearly at midfield of the 48-yard line. First and 10, it's a handoff to Devin Puff, who's trying hard to get as many positive yards as possible out for about 3, maybe 4, across midfield to the 49-yard line. Austin Peruski on the tackle for the Bearcats. Second down in the corner of the spot, 6 to go.
Good powerful run there by number 7. That's Devin Puff. And he's kind of your bruiser. He's the guy that's going to go between the tackles most of the time. A helmet popped off on the defensive side. Looks like 75, Nathan Partica. So he's one of those big defensive linemen you really got to kind of key on if you're the offensive line of Harbor Beach. Don't be surprised if they run right at his gap with him gone on this play.
Second down, 6 to go, and it's going to be Anderson on the keeper. He has the first down and has a tackle right at that line of gain of the 41-yard line of Ubley. And it will be a first down, according to the spot. Nolan Van Erp on the tackle. A 7-yard gain for Anderson on the keeper. First and 10, move the chains.
Van Erp, one of those sophomore linebackers that is responsible for getting to the outside and cutting off that outside run. He gets over there, but Michael Anderson, with a little too much speed, is able to get ahead and get through for another first down for the Pirates.
First and 10 from the 41-yard line, 7 minutes, 45 seconds left in the first quarter. Still no score. Harbor Beach on their first drive, now exceeding 4 minutes. Wing T working off the left hash. Anderson as keeps for himself, going around the left gap, cuts back inside, out for positive yards, out to about the 36-yard line. It's going to be a gain of five on the play. Austin Peruski on the tackle, second down, 5 to go.
Nice play there by Austin Peruski, but a little too late as Anderson keeps it himself around the outside. And what I like about it is he sells the run up the middle and then sells the pitch to the far side of the field. And he sells the pitch, tucks it, and then follows those two running backs around the end. So he's got two lead backs picking up the corner and the first defensive back that gets there. Austin Peruski had to fight one of those blockers to get to Anderson to make the tackle. But still, until 5 yards, we're gotten.
Ethan Hessling gets the handoff. Not much going there across the 35 to about the 34 for 2 yards. Nolan Van Erp on the stop from that front line of Upley. Third down manageable for the Pirates, but a third down regardless, 4 yards to go.
Carson Haleski also in the area for the Bearcats. He's the other sophomore linebacker that you're really going to have to keep an eye on that's continuing to blossom on this defense for the Bearcats, but that was probably their best second down defensive play yet. Third down and 3 as Harbor Beach is into the Bearcat territory. Look for them to continue to do the same, power of the run in football, and if they don't get it here, Clark, I would be completely surprised if they don't go for it on fourth down.
Third and 3 according to the spot, and it's a handoff coming around the right gap out to nearly the 30-yard line. Looks like they have it. That'd be Devin Puff on the carry. A gain of 3 going out there, and we have number 77, Preston Halleck, on the tackle. And there's the signal from the white cap. First down, move the chains again for the Pirates.
Good run there by Puff. He's able to battle his way ahead for the 3 yards necessary. Goes down right at the line of scrimmage, but you can see based on where the football is set down, an easy first down for the Pirates, and a very methodical, old-fashioned Jack Dillon-style football game early in this game. Nothing but wing tee and power football. First down again for the Pirates.
Drive exceeding now 6 minutes. First and 10 from the 30-yard line of Ubley. Anderson on the keeper. And white jersey swarmed to him in the backfield beyond the 35. They're going to say forward progress stopped 4 yards after the line of scrimmage. Carson Haleski with the tackle for a loss for 4 yards. Sets up a second and 14 from the 35.
Great instincts by Carson Haleski. He read the play instantly, did not fall for the run up the middle. And that's kind of what's been happening to this Ubley defense, is they sell to the middle of the field. And when those teams take it to the outside, those linebackers don't have enough ability to get out there quick enough, and too many big gains were gotten. That is a big tackle for loss. Second and 14 now for the Pirates.
Splitting the hash marks. Anderson on the reverse. This one goes to Mason Yon around the left end. Ubley sniffed that one out, and this is going to be another loss for this Harbor Beach offense. Casey Sweeney on the stop, a loss of 2 yards in that play. Third down and 16 coming up for Harbor Beach.
Mason Yon at that right tight end position, and they again sell everything up the middle, pitch it to the right, and then an extra pitch to Mason Yon around the left side. It looked like that play was out there, but an excellent read by the opposing team's quarterback. That's Casey Sweeney. He's out there at deep safety, sniffed it out right away, and made a tack on the backfield. Another loss. Third down, 16 for Harbor Beach.
The Ubley defense coming to step up now. Third and 16 facing Harbor Beach. A handoff up the middle. This one is to Hessling, and this one's not going very far at all. And this one is going to be out to about the, well, actually no gain at all, maybe a yard out to the 36-yard line. And that is when it all said and done. Devin Fingal on the carry. The fourth down, 15 to go.
75, Nathan Partika, the first one to hit him, able to stop his momentum. Like you said, Clark, they're going to give him a yard. I don't even know if he deserved that. But fourth and 15, I don't see the reason to punt into this win right
no,
now.
Not at all.
But fourth down and 15, this is a tough situation. Harbor Beach wouldn't be surprised here if they just stay in the wing tee, hand it off, maybe do something a little creative, but just try to get 5 or 6 yards and put their defense on the field. There's no reason to throw it into this win.
They need to get the playoff as the clock was down to about 1 second. It's a handoff to Devin Puff, and he gets out for maybe 3-4 yards. Well beyond the first down marker, and Ubley's defense comes to the mark on those last three plays and stops our reach well short of a first down. Turnover of downs.
Into the wind like that, that was the benefit for the away team, as the Bearcats were able to choose to put Harbor Beach into the wind on this first series in this first quarter. And that proved to be difficult. Harbor Beach drove all the way down the length of the field, but a nice tackle in the backfield really goofed up what Harbor Beach wanted to do. The Bearcat defense comes up with the big play, forces the turnover of downs, and now the Bearcat offense will showcase what they have for us here early in this, or late in this first quarter.
Same formation as Harbor Beach, T formation, under center V. Casey Sweeney, three men backfield, back wind at their backs. It's a handoff right to Ethan Lemke to start this first drive out. Devin Fingal on the tackle. A 3-yard gain, second down and 7 for the Bearcats.
Nice job there by Fingal. He's able to get into the backfield and trip up the running back. A couple Harbor Beach Pirates coming to his aid as Lemke goes to the ground. Not much there. Looked like maybe Lemke was about to blow right through that defensive line, but he's tripped up for a gain of, looks like, about 3. Second and 7 for the Bearcats.
7 yards to go. First down marker at the 42-yard line in Ubley territory. Ubley on their first drive, still 0-0, and it's a handoff to number 44, Shane Ozentoski. This one goes out for maybe about a yard. Anthony Schweitzer, defensive end for Harbor Beach, makes the stop after a yard gain. Third down, 5 to go.
Schweitzer with a very impressive play there on the end as the tackle comes out to try and block him out. He doesn't allow it. He keeps his body to the outside of the line of scrimmage. And as Ozentoski bounces it to the outside, so does he. And Schweitzer doesn't miss, pulls him down for a very short gain of maybe 1. Third down and a long 5, maybe 6 to go.
Sweeney under center is a handoff right up the middle to number 12. William Spicer gets out for maybe 3 yards. Devin Puff on the stop. He's a starting linebacker for this Pirate defense. Stopped short of the first down marker by about 3 yards. Fourth down and 4 at the 39-yard line of Ubley's own territory.
Well done by both linebackers. Devin Puff going to get credit for the tackle, but Devin Fingal also right there after Puff stands him up to help clean up the tackle to make sure there's no extra yards after contact. But fourth down, they're going to say 3, and Ubley lining up to go for it here. This is a big play early in this game, because if Ubley doesn't get it, excellent field position for the home for Harbor Beach.
Minute 45 left. Ethan Lemke has the first down on fourth down and 3, all the way out to the 45-yard line. He needed 3 yards, and he got 6. Seaman on the stop for Harbor Beach. Move the chains for the Ubley Bearcats at their own 45.
Michael Anderson also in the area, but keep in mind, he plays that deep safety, the center fielder, so to speak, for this defense. So by the time he come up, Ethan Lemke has great speed, was able to get through those defensive tackles and get into the secondary for that first down. A big first down, a risky one, but one that pays off for the Bearcats here on the road as they get a first down.
46-yard line, first and 10. Sweeney keeps it for himself around the right end, has room to run, has no one in front of him, has the first down inside Harbor Beach territory to the 25, cuts back in at the 15, and is dragged down all the way down to about the 7-yard line. A huge run for Casey Sweeney. Nathan Seaman on the touchdown-saving tackle from the 46-yard line all the way down to the 7. A huge gain for Casey Sweeney.
Wow, what a great play call there as Harbor Beach sells out to stop Ethan Lemke. Casey Sweeney keeps it for himself around the outside. And what I like what Casey Sweeney does there from